Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Raíces del Saber Chinachtli Community School Chair of the Board, Emma Armendariz, and co-founder Carlos Aceves, to talk to us about an event for student enrollment on April the 13th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. We're very glad to be here.
Very glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Let's find out what Raíces del Saber, I know that means roots of knowledge, let's find out what it means to the community.
One of the innovations of the school is an enrichment program based on indigenous forms of knowledge. Basically, it's a curriculum that was developed over 20 years ago, and it enriches learning in the areas of math and science. Chinachtli means bursting seed or germinating seed, which is the way we view children as germinating seeds.
Emma, you've been an educator for 48 years, and now you're chairman of the board of this new school. Tell me what this means to you.
To me, it's very important because the concept that they're going to be following is a 90-10 model. When I became a teacher early in my career, I was introduced to bilingual education through some wonderful people that were starting to see the need for us to promote bilingualism in our state. And so the 90-10 program, which is what is going to be implemented at Raíces, is one that has been found to be very successful in promoting bilingualism and in children, regardless of what they speak when they first enter the school, truly do become bilingual and biliterate through a 90-10 program. The concept is that they begin with 90% of their instruction in Spanish, 10% in English, and each year, the Spanish is reduced by 10% and the English is increased. So by fifth grade, the students should be on a 50-50 basis, both in their instruction and their ability in the languages, that they can handle both of them.
So the school is located where?
Okay, our address is 2211 North Valley Drive. It's up in the northwestern part of town, a little beyond Mayfield High School.
Yes, and we are scheduled to open August 12th, and we are working towards meeting that deadline, beginning with an event this Saturday, April 3rd, 13, from 10 to 1 at Alma de Arte Charter School, 402 West Court Avenue. Another innovation of Raíces del Saber, like I said, is indigenous forms of knowledge in which students will not only learn the base 10 mathematics system, which is what they learn in public schools, but they will learn a base 20 mathematics system. They will learn how to read the Aztec calendar. They will learn about the many words in Nahuatl that have naturally enriched the Spanish language that we speak today. So heritage and self-awareness will be a big part of the school.
And the community school model, it's part of the community schools group or the local groups?
Yes, and the community school models indicates that there will not be only involvement of students, but of their parents, the community. And there will be programs within the school. For example, we will be partnering with FYI Incorporated, and they will provide for us after-school programs, you know, both programs where the children can be tutored and can be given additional support, as well as recreation. And then, of course, you know, after school, they'll be served snacks. And this will all be part of providing a service to the community, to the parents who work in particular, who can't pick up children right after school. And so the children who can't be picked up right after school will have an opportunity to stay within the school and have an excellent program through FYI.
And how important is it for the parents to become involved?
It's extremely crucial that we have parent involvement. At this particular point, the parent involvement needs to be in getting students, getting their children registered. We are registering children for kinder and first grade, and parents who want to enroll their children can go to raicesdelsaber.org, or they can call 575-571-2177. And they'll be able to enroll their children. In fact, Raíces del Saber was named at a parents' meeting that we had. So it was one of the parents who named the school Raíces del Saber.
Yes, and the parental involvement aspect is very important in all schools. But in a smaller school, which Raíces del Saber is a charter school, will be eight small public school initially with just kinder and first, and then each year adding an additional grade until we get to fifth grade. The parent and their involvement in the school is critical, not only in order to support the student and encourage them, but also to work hand in hand in the education of the children, which shouldn't just happen at school. It should extend into the home and the community.
And your school calendar year does align with the Las Cruces Public Schools.
Exactly. Yes, we will be aligning with Las Cruces Public Schools calendar. And we actually are already doing a lot of outreach to schools that are already in place now so that they can help support us and so that we can use some of their services. As an example, we are already partnering with Alma de Arte and with La Academia Dolores Huerta in many respects.
And the public charter school, it was approved by the state.
It was unanimously approved by the board of the public education department, and we got the go, so that the only thing that we need now really is students. That's the most important thing. If we don't have the students, we really can't open. And we encourage parents to come and enroll their children in this really innovative effort through the Las Cruces area.
Is there a deadline in order to be able to open the school?
The only deadline we have is that we need to have enough students by August 12th. But for budget's sake, we really need to have all of enrollment by July.
Yes, and one additional element is that on the 13th, which is the day that we're providing access to personal registration of students, it will be hosted by Alma de Arte and from 10 to 1. And so at that time, the parents will have an opportunity to ask whatever questions they may have, to meet the staff that will be working with their children. And that date is very, very important to us.
There'll be a series of cultural activities for that day. La Academia, some of their students were going to perform. Local artist Gabriel Gaitan will have an exhibit. There'll be some exhibits on what kind of activities she naturally will bring to the school. And there will be danza, Aztec dancing as well. So it'll be a very culturally rich set of activities. But the most important thing is that we want parents to know what this school is bringing to their children and giving them an opportunity to register them personally.
So there'll be school supplies raffle as well. And the children, of course, are invited.
Oh, yes, definitely. We want the children to be there so that they can ask questions as well, and so that the staff that will be working with them can be there for them, and so that they can meet them at least initially, you know, so when they come to school, it's not like they're going to be facing a group of strangers.
And you'll be able to provide childcare for the children while you're talking with the parents. What activities are you planning for the parents?
Well, of course, the cultural presentations are going to be entertainment. The Aztec dancing, the performance by the students at Dolores Huerta. We're also going to have some of the hands-on activities that children will be doing in their enrichment class. We're going to be having some dialogue with some dialogue circles, and we're going to go all out so that our parents feel welcome and comfortable at this event.
You know, one of the important aspects that we haven't mentioned yet is why was Raíces proposed? And essentially is we're a border community, and so we're very much exposed to dual languages, Spanish and English being our two most important languages here along the border. And I would say that the majority of our children, you know, have been exposed to both languages at some time or another. And as a country, we need to start looking at developing, if at least bilingual citizens, but hopefully multilingual citizens, so that we can compete on a worldwide basis. We're one of the few countries, you know, where the children don't grow up speaking at least two languages, or all children don't grow up speaking at least two languages, if not more. And I know that having been in education for 48 years, and the majority of those dealing with dual language and with promoting bilingualism, I had the opportunity to travel to other countries, and we even recruited some teachers from Mexico and Spain at one point in time. And most of those teachers came here speaking a minimum of three languages, but most of them spoke five. And to me, that is what we as U.S. citizens need to promote with our children, is that they need to be competitive on a world basis.
And you've been an educator as well, Carlos?
Yes. I've been an educator for over 25 years. And I can tell you that it's important for children to understand their social background. We are a community of English and Spanish, but also of a rich indigenous heritage. And this is a component that also needs to be included in education, and that's another thing that Raíces del Saber brings to the table of public education in this area.
So you're definitely both bridging the community, son un puente a la comunidad, just as this program is, and I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about the event coming up on Saturday, April the 13th at Alma de Arte Theater, 402 West Court Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Raíces del Saber, Chinachtli Community School. It's a student enrollment for students kindergarten through first grade. And the information, also, you can call 575-571-2177. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, raicesdelsaber.org.
And that's so your website, Ben, and on Facebook, too.
And on Facebook, you can just say Raíces del Saber, and it'll come up.
Okay. Thank you again for joining me on Puentes. My guests are Raíces del Saber Chinachtli Community School co-founder Carlos Aceves and school chair of the board, Emma Armendariz. Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gracias.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.